Hello and welcome to the Dog Barks UFO podcast. My name is Tim Dunk. I'm the military expert.
My name is Juliet Timmerman. I am 17 years old.
My name's Levi. I am a journalist of a kind, and I'm not giving more information than that.
Levi, you've been doing some research that's been pretty intense.
I have. Thank you, Tim. I've been researching pretty hard into the lost city of Atlantis, that I've made some startling discoveries.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
The lost city of Atlantis. Lost in air quotes. You probably can't see it over this audio medium, but I am doing air quotes.
Well, you did the air quotes quite late.
Yeah, you did. You said that you were doing that. I just want to be honest with our listeners. You said you were doing them, and then you did them after you said that.
Yeah, but I did them anyway. It doesn't matter when, but okay. I did do them.
All right. That's fair.
I'm honorable, so I'm doing them.
What did you find out about Atlantis?
Well, we've been told many things about Atlantis. We were told it was a Grecian city that sank to the ocean in a mythical story, and that it's like run by mermaids or some bullshit like that.
Jesus.
But I come to the pod today to alert listeners, especially those in South New South Wales, that the lost city of Atlantis is in fact Nowra.
Like the city of Nowra that we've known town? About?
Yeah.
Nowra in New South Wales. So the theory goes,
it's not under the sea.
Well, not anymore. It's been a few thousand years.
Not really very close to the sea.
Doesn't feel close to the sea. Doesn't feel in the right place.
It's about an hour from the coast, from my research.
Okay.
All right. Tell us how you came across this theory, because I'll be honest, and I want to be honest with you guys at all times on this podcast. I am skeptical about the legitimacy.
Yeah, I didn't get sucked in by any of the bullshit conspiracy theories, excuse my language, that a lot of people do.
Yeah.
You ever heard of Pangaea?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The super continent, ladies and gentlemen, I am doing quotation marks.
He actually did that. I did.
Now, Pangaea, according to the scientists, we used to be one continent, and then it split apart into several pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's bullshit. That's like how is a thing the size of a country gonna move from one side of the globe to the other? Are you joking?
You seem pretty angry about this.
Yeah, because it's taught in schools. It's polluting young minds.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true. I've learnt it pretty recently.
But you're in year 11, right, Joe?
Yeah.
Now, they call this theory, they call it continental drift. Now, are they teaching you about continental drift in high school, Jet?
No, I do. I am quite familiar with Tokyo Drift. I'm less familiar with continental drift.
Well, that's for the better. And by Tokyo Drift, you mean?
Well, you go so fast, the police don't even try to catch you.
What happens when you get to a corner, though?
Maybe the countries move so fast that the police don't try to catch them. Oh, when you get to a corner, you kind of slide on your side. Have you ever played Mario Kart?
No.
Okay.
Why'd you say it like that?
I have a lawsuit pending against Nintendo.
Yeah, you put quotation marks over no when you said it like that. No.
Yeah. You did the air quotes.
Well, that's because I'm quoting my legal documents. I have a lawsuit pending against Nintendo.
Okay, so legally speaking, you haven't played Mario Kart, but that is, they sort of turn corners in a similar way. But you drift around the corner. It's something to do with the suspension. But I don't want to interrupt your theory. So we're talking about Pangaea. We're talking about Nowra. We're talking about Atlantis.
Talking about a lot.
You don't believe that Pangaea...
I believe many moons ago, thousands of moons ago, maybe millions if we're talking moons as a night.
Wow.
We're talking millions of nights ago is where you'd date this.
Millions of nights ago is where I would date it.
Multi-millions of evenings have passed.
Don't be stupid, Jet. Don't be a fucking moron.
Whoa. Hey.
Can I speak? Am I allowed to speak in my own
Yeah, home? I mean, I think we should just not be calling each other morons or the fucking idiots. Just like...
I agree with that.
We're all experts in our own fields.
That's it.
I'm just trying to get my theory out.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's not really even a theory. I do say theory in quotation marks. Mm. Millions of moons ago in Greece, or what we now know as Greece, there was a city known as Atlantis, or as they pronounce
when
it.
When you say Greece, you're scowling.
I don't like Greece.
You've been angry since we started the podcast. Is there something else going on that's... I don't want to interrupt.
I had a bad Euro last night.
Okay.
Euros.
Oh.
Well, that's why I was scowling when I said Greece.
Mm-hmm. Well, I had bad granola, and I'm still in a good mood.
There seems to be something going wrong with anything that starts with GR. Am I right?
Is this about... And I don't know if you want to talk about this in the podcast, but... You did bring up to me about your wife dating that Grecian man.
Greasy man is what I said.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, that's on you, Tim.
Yeah.
And I don't think we need to keep talking about it.
He worked in a canteen.
Oh.
He would empty out the lard in the hot fryer.
Oh, wait. Yeah.
Yeah, your canteen.
I know him. Yeah. Oh, he's
very
great.
Greasy.
We chat sometimes.
Tried to catch him when I caught him in my marital bed, but slipped right out of my grasp.
Oh, my God.
He's doing grease.
This greasy man, they just let him work at the school?
Yeah, because he is the only ones that are willing to get rid of the vast amount of lard that is in our canteen. Mm. And he's really good at working with staff. He's good with the kids. He's honestly a really nice guy.
Wow.
Makes a good donut. We have donuts now, fresh donuts at the school. Really yummy.
As Jed compliments this man, you're scowling even more.
You're furious.
I am. I don't want to hear a nice word said about this.
I'm sorry. I didn't know that he was doing that stuff with your wife.
He was.
When you say was.
Did you do something to him?
Yeah.
Because I haven't seen him at school in the last couple of days.
I'm sorry for just bringing it up now, but your hands are covered in dirt.
Yeah. Is any issue with that? Been potting outside. Beautiful weather we're having.
Look, just okay. Pangea
Atlantis.
Doesn't exist.
Did you
Atlantis.
Kill a man?
No.
Why'd you wink at me?
I was scratching something with one eye.
Levi, you're doing so many air quotes right now.
Levi, you keep doing air quotes and winking.
Didn't air quote over one eye.
Let's just say that the greasy man is now the dirty man.
Oh my God.
Decomposing
man.
Oh my God. Okay. So you've murdered someone.
You killed him.
And his body is decomposing.
I didn't bury anybody.
Dirt.
I didn't murder or bury anyone in my backyard. Which is a huge
estate.
Why did
you put so much emphasis on your backyard? You said you didn't kill it or bury anyone in your backyard.
Yeah, because it's not in my backyard. If you dug through my backyard, you would find nothing of out of the ordinary.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Well, so Nowra is the lost city of Atlantis.
At no point have you provided any evidence to support this.
Many millions of moons ago in ancient Greece, earthen Greece. We know it now as Greece, but it was far older. There was a city known as Atlantis, or in the Grecian language, it might have been known as Atlantis.
It might have been.
In my studies, I've studied the ancient Greek pronunciation of words.
Pronunciation of words?
So Atlantis was a beautiful,
but
maybe
you're
the
not
capital
sure.
of the world of the time, culture capital of the world. And unfortunately, there was some, you know, environmental disaster, something like that, maybe a tsunami. And it took, by the power of the gods, took Atlantis to the deepest depths of the ocean.
Mm.
Now, if you understand anything about the lie of continental drift, you would know one thing about that theory is true, is that there are underground tunnels where magma moves under the Earth's crust. That's what powers volcanoes is magma that moves beneath the Earth's crust. And when it gets too pressurized, it bursts through the volcano in stunning displays of power and fire. Now, my theory goes that the lost city of Atlantis went so deep into the ocean that there was and the water froze around it, creating a big ball of ice around this lost city of Atlantis, and it got sucked into one of these magma tunnels, and it was pushed through the magma tunnels, and then we go to ancient Australia at the time, which was not part of any mega continent. It was its own thing, doing its own thing in the world, and then it like I'd say, with the pressurized tunnels and that, it pushed itself right through the Earth's crust in a stunning display of fire and smoke, but luckily it was encased in ice. And now where Nowra is built is the lost city of Atlantis. And the ancient Atlanteans
a display of ice and fire.
Whoa.
I don't understand.
I'm just clarifying. You said it was ice and fire?
Yes.
A display of
ice and fire? It was a display of ice and fire.
Mm.
Anyway, that's my working theory. I also believe that the ancient Atlanteans, who are known to be immortal, still occupy Nowra.
Mm-hmm. And you went to Nowra for this, right?
I went to Nowra for this.
Did you talk to anybody there?
Yes, I spoke to many people.
Oh, okay.
I actually brought some Vox Pops along.
Oh.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Great. So I just interviewed people that I met in the street, just asked them a bit about it. I can just... Do you want to hear one that I record?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, okay. Sorry, sir. Just come back, sir.
I don't want to hear it.
I want to ask you about Atlantis. What do you know about Atlantis, sir? I don't want to hear it.
You were creeping around the tavern all last night.
Neither here nor there. Please, sir, what do you know about the lost city of Atlantis? I was asking if there were any rooms at the tavern last night.
Yeah, that's not all you were asking.
Ow, my arm. He's grabbing my arm.
Give me your
daughter. Let go of my daughter. Let go of my daughter.
Excuse me. Excuse me, little daughter. What do you know about the lost city of Atlantis?
Let go of my daughter.
Are you an Atlantean?
What the...
So that was the interview I sort of recorded in Nowra. Oh. That was one of them. Right. But as you can see, very suspicious behavior.
It sounds like you were doing something weird at the tavern.
Yeah, what were you... Why did you grab the
I went
girl?
In there to get a room at the tavern, the local Nowra tavern.
Right. And that's all that happened?
That's all that happened.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, okay, you did the air quotes.
You can't just do the air quotes after a full sentence and then... Just
nothing
cast
happened
mystery
in the
Nowra
tavern.
Oh, no. Right. The air quotes again.
Nothing.
Just do it over just the word nothing. Happened. Don't do it. Oh, my God.
Now, Tim, you've been doing some very fun projects this week, from what I understand.
Mm-hmm. I've actually been... As our listeners might know, I sometimes do some contract work for the CIA. They asked me to do some because I am the best soldier, strongest soldier to have ever graduated.
You're That's a super right. soldier, right?
Yeah, I was the super soldier.
You're ex-military, but the CIA does call on you sometimes because you were such a super soldier.
Mm-hmm, because I was such a super soldier. And speaking of soup, they had me testing out all the soups at Coles to see which ones were the most flavorful for the price.
And they do that. They do that once they're out on the shelves. They don't have any kind of like testing.
No. I had to buy it with my own money. But
did you get reimbursed?
Not as of yet. But the good news is I did get to eat it and just have it as my meals for the week.
It sounds like you bought a bunch of cheap soup and then just ate it like this week, and that's been your week.
Now, I'd like to know about the temperature of this soup. What is your optimal temperature at which you enjoy the soup? Because I always find soup is too hot.
Yeah.
Or too cold.
So a part of my CIA mission is that I'm not allowed to afford a microwave. I've been eating it all just cold straight out of the can.
Sorry, it's not that you're not allowed to own a microwave. Mm-hmm. It's that you're not allowed to afford... A microwave.
You're not allowed to earn enough money to afford a microwave.
Yeah, yeah.
So, a one-off, maybe $40.
Yeah, so part of my CIA training is to...
CIA training?
Part of my CIA, sorry. CAA is another organization I'm associated with. Part of my CIA training is finding out how little money you can live off. And part of it is that I have to have under $40 in my bank account at all times.
And what is the purpose behind that, do you think?
Here's the thing, Jet, that they teach you in the military. It's that don't ask questions you don't want the answer to. And once I did try to broach this with my supervisor, and his attitude was not very friendly or nice to me.
Look, Tim, I had to bring this up, but I did read in the local paper today, a few days ago, that you had been caught at the local community center microwaving cans of soup, but you kept them in closed metal cans.
Yeah.
I fucked up.
Well,
you don't own a microwave. You don't know how to use it.
Yeah, exactly.
The community center burnt down.
I burnt down the community center by microwaving 4 cans of split pea soup.
What was wild to me about that was that the headline was about you microwaving the soup, and then the article revealed that that actually burnt down the community center.
Yeah, I mean, that was an article written by James Hurley, who is, I would say, the worst reporter in our town.
Absolutely, absolutely.
I do not trust a single thing James Hurley writes, but he did say that it was an act of aggression towards the community center.
Because they don't let you practice your martial arts in there anymore, do they?
They don't.
You invented your own martial art.
I did. It's kind of like Krav Maga, except more grabbing.
And slapping, from what I've seen of you do it.
Yeah. It's
more grabbing and slapping.
It's kind of like Krav Maga, except I grab and slap people a lot more. And it used to be that a community center was a place that we could, all of the community could go and kind of use the space as they wanted as a community member. But then all of the sudden a community member isn't allowed to use the community center because maybe they slapped one too many people who didn't want to be slapped
and grabbed
because maybe the mayor walked in and he didn't want to be grabbed and slapped.
Where did you grab him?
I grabbed him by his cheeks and put him in for a big kiss.
But wait, where did you slap him? If you grabbed him by the cheeks, where did you slap him?
Well,
you grabbed his dog too, right?
And
you
slapped
his. I grabbed and slapped his dog as well.
Yeah.
But that was, you know, his dog's name's Slappy. Town dog.
You know, the mayor of our town, Mr. and we can all say it together, his name, Mr. Peter.
I am so sorry. I hate his nickname. I always call him penis.
We all hate him. We all hate him.
Penis.
Grabby.
And so his little dog Slappy.
You grabbed and slapped Grabby and Slappy famously at the community center.
You grabbed Slappy and you slapped Grabby. Mm-hmm.
Well, I need to show a message.
We all call him Penis Grabby.
I sent him multiple letters asking for some funding for my new film. And he did not respond to a single one. And
your
to
new me, film's that's very, a, that's basically me violence. Do you want to pitch your film for the...
It's rare that people ask the mayor directly for money to pitch a film.
It's because it's a very, and I can say the name of our town, Sydney, Australia. A little town.
Not the one you think.
Not the one you think. It's a little town.
It's tiny.
It's tiny. And all the houses are small too.
We call them adobes.
And all the cars are really little.
All the cars only have one wheel.
And all the bicycles are unicycles.
Good luck finding a door in a building.
Good luck finding a door. They're hidden. Anyway, so my movie is about the town. It's called A Night in Sydney, Australia.
Not the one you think.
Not the one you think.
Not the night you think.
Not the night you think. And it's about what I would say.
How many moons ago is it set?
It's set 3 moons ago.
Should have called it A Moon in Sydney, Australia, not the one you think.
Yeah, well,
I've seen a pornographic film called that.
Ooh.
Okay. Well, I don't take notes. Thank you, Jet.
I always love, and Levi, I always love when you tell me what kind of porn you watch.
And that is something that we've had some reader complaints about on our website, is that whenever Jet writes an article, you...
I do love to post a comment.
You write an editor's comment as the editor of our website. About just like the most recent porno you've been watching.
And it's it's a fun bit.
Know, you know, it's a well, it's not a bit. It's important journalism, you know, reviews and such.
And I think it's easy for you guys to forget because I'm so mature. It's easy for you guys to sometimes forget that you are hanging out with someone who's a little bit younger than you.
As someone who is 24 years old, and as Levi, I'm sure you are nearing 50.
On the right, I'm on the good side of, of 50.
50. But you are young at heart, I would say.
Of course.
Oh, extraordinarily.
Emotionally very young, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wait, no.
Mostly
no,
childish, some would say. Some have said.
I would say energetic, like a child.
And so easily frustrated. And
yeah. Gets hungry and tired.
I do get hungry.
Yeah.
My favorite. So a lot of
people have said that the way we interact with Jet may be a bit problematic.
And it's like, I'm just like, I can take it. Like,
you
it's
can
like,
take, you can take all the bullying.
That's
you can
it. Take it.
And people have called it bullying.
Our listeners complain on my behalf and I say, shut up.
It's rousing. We're just rousing you.
We're just rousing.
I always come out on top.
Yeah. Well. Anyway, so my movie, it's called A Night in Sydney, Australia. Not the one you think.
Not the one you think.
Not the one you think.
And what it's about is it's set, as we said, 3 moons ago. Mm. It's about me going to the mayor's house and killing him.
Tim came to me and said, Levi, I've got an idea for a film. And I said, Tim, you've never directed anything in your life.
Never
and what did you say?
I've never written anything, never directed anything. But
And I said, I'm not interested. I said, and I slammed the door in your face.
Mm-hmm.
And then, what do I hear through an open window?
My beautiful singing voice.
Your beautiful singing voice. And I go out there and you're holding a boombox above your head.
Playing a song that I wrote.
And recorded, yeah.
Let's get it. Yeah. Let's get a little taste of that now.
Can you give us a little first?
Come on, give us a little one. It was so lovely.
Hello. I want to make a movie. Hello. I want to make it with you.
I was in my upstairs window and I looked out and I saw Tim holding the boombox above his head.
Saying hello.
Saying what he was saying there. And I just thought, my God. I mean, it's still moving. And I mean, and then you told me what the film was about, killing Grabby.
Sneaking into Penis Grabby's house and
Mayor Penis Grabby cutting his head off. Titles. Mayor Penis Grabby's house, cutting his head off and throwing Slappy the dog in the river.
Yeah.
And so the mayor did not want to fund that.
He didn't want to fund it. He's trying to get a restraining order against me.
Right.
Some people don't appreciate art.
That's it. And I feel like he's been unsuccessful in the restraining order because you have a lot of powerful people on your side.
I've got a lot of powerful people. My dad's a judge.
Judge Dunk.
Yeah. Judge Dunk is his name. When I say the judge, that's just what people call him. He's very powerful.
Well, they call him Judge the Judge Dunk. Yeah.
Okay.
He's a wrestler.
You know, I went to high school with him.
Yeah. Yeah, he hated your guts.
Oh,
he told me this funny story about him, like, kind of putting you in a locker, and he kept you in a locker for, I think he said 5 days, and fed you. He put like little Sayo crackers through the slots in the
door. I liked it.
Oh my God!
Okay,
I really like. I enjoyed that. I asked him to do that.
Well, you tried to do a stop and chat with him the other day, and he Superman punched you, right?
He Superman punched you through a building.
Mm. Through a building.
Anyway, Jet, you've uncovered a really,
really
crazy rumor around your school.
I love when you guys say that simultaneously like that. It's so sweet. I've uncovered a really crazy rumor in my school. I still haven't gotten to the bottom of who's been spreading the rumor or who the rumor is about.
Okay.
But somebody is spreading a rumor that someone in the school, and I'm yet to figure out who.
Okay.
Someone in the school is a big freak who's trying to find Area 51.
Whoa.
Oh.
And I don't know who they're talking about. Because I'm trying to think of, like, my school doesn't have that many freaks, I think.
Yeah, who are interested in Area 51.
Yeah, like UFOs and stuff.
Yeah. And you Just so we know, or the viewers know, or the audience, you are interested in finding Area 51.
I am. Well, that's why I'm so interested in this rumor, because I'd like to find out who they're talking about and maybe
you
team
know
up.
You can Google where Area 51 is.
Well, I've been trying to find it through context clues in Crash Bandicoot, because there is, in the third Crash Bandicoot, there is a hidden level where you do a car race in Area 51. And I've been trying to sort of piece together, I've been doing little printouts, playing Twitch streams and then pausing them and then printing out the screen.
You've been printing out the Twitch streams?
Yeah, printing out the screen, but like doing a screenshot, printing out the screen. Mm-hmm.
The town's office works has run out of ink.
Oh, yeah. They won't let me back in there.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but some of the people from your school do work in that office works.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's most of the staff of the office works are in my year.
Would you say they're like nice group of people who work in the office works, or would you say they're more of a mean, like rumor spreading?
I think they're nice. I think they maybe sometimes like to have a bit of gossip. We joke around a lot as well. Like sometimes I'll go in there and they'll go, "Oh, hey, loser," or like.
Do you say anything back?
I'll be like, "Hey, idiot," and they'll be like, "Hey, get out." Sometimes, you know, like their joke will escalate and maybe I'll hurt their feelings a little bit by how I respond, because I'm just like, you know, I don't hold back. Like
you're honest.
I can riff. Yeah, exactly. I'm honest. I can riff honestly. So sometimes, you know, if they call me a name, I'll call them a name back, and then they get kind of upset.
I think I see what's happening here. I think I see what happens here. I think they're jealous of you.
That's it.
That's it.
Because they are nice. No, I know it's a joke, but I think probably there's a hint of jealousy in there. Like, but it's a joke.
Yeah, they're just joking.
They're joking around, but maybe they're a little bit jealous. Maybe it's a bit of a defense mechanism that they sort of joke around with me because they're jealous of me.
And look, I don't know your school. I don't know the inner workings.
No.
But it does sound to me like that rumor you're chasing up is about you. And
no, because
people are making fun of you.
No, because I'm looking for Area 51, but they said that it was a big loud freak who's looking for Area 51.
And how's you volunteered as the school town crier.
Yes.
Yeah, and no one asked you to volunteer.
You've kind of created that position yourself. You were telling us about.
Well, because I found a bell. So I've been having a bit of fun because I feel like a lot of the kids at my school, like they're not really switched on. Like they're, you know, they're shoegazers, they're mouth breathers. So I'm pretty switched on to like the events of the town. And so I have been walking sort of up and down the corridor, ringing my little bell.
Asking people if they've seen Area 51.
Yeah.
That kind of town crier voice.
Yeah, yeah. Like, hear ye. What's going on with the Area 51 in the, like it's in the dark so you can't see where it is. And sort of doing that and ringing the bell while I say things like that. And like, hear ye, what are the coordinates? Somebody tell me. Yeah.
You know what, Jet? I think they're probably jealous of how brazen you are.
That's it. I think that I think I command a certain level of attention and respect and jealousy. And, you know, green is not a good color on the entirety of my high school.
Yes. So. Anyway, I'd like to go to some kind of viewer comments.
Comments.
Well, I think they're viewers. Like, the viewers of our website. The first piece of listener or viewer mail we've got is from a man. Subject, "I am a man" by George Hahn. George Hartwell. "I am a man. My name is George Hartwell. I'm a man. I work at the school." Oh, the school.
Which school? Oh, the school here.
School. Yeah,
I know
yeah.
George.
"I would like you to investigate a weird medieval freak who walks around town or the school asking about Area 51.
A weird medieval freak. Now, is he referring to maybe someone that has walked through some kind of time portal from medieval times into our little town? It would have to have been a time and space portal, because medieval times here in Sydney, Australia, not the one you think, was it wasn't like medieval times England, and you wouldn't have had a sort of a town crier coming through.
Maybe this narrows down on your research, Jet.
I think he's talking about me.
George, I'd like to say If you are talking about Juliet, that's quite mean. Keep in mind, she is 17 years old and you are her English teacher.
Don't investigate, just ask me, George. Sorry, yeah. Mr. Hartwell. Georgie.
We've got a full bag of these. Do you guys
want to? Yeah, keep going. It's the physical mail.
Can I read this one, actually? Yeah. We've got one which comes from a man because the subject line is, I'm a man. This one is from George Orwell. The subject is, I'm a man. And the message reads, found. Found. Draft storyboard, several pages of scribbles of Mayer's dog in river. Does this belong to?
Oh, look, I didn't want to. I didn't. Oh, where did he find that?
Sorry. Let's see the end of the message. Maybe there's.
Does this belong to anyone? I'm hoping you super sleuths can help out. Mm-hmm. I found it in the grocery store. And it looks like somebody put a lot of effort into it. Very realistic depiction of Maya's dog in river in storyboard
format. I think I know what's happened. I was going to surprise you, Tim, with a beautiful storyboard of your screenplay.
Oh, yeah, that sounds great.
And I'd hidden it in your favorite cereal shelf because I knew you would.
My favorite cereal shelf.
It's the one top that shelf. Has. It's the top shelf. It has Nutri-Grain. It has.
Doesn't it have Reese's Puffs? K.
It has Reese's Puffs as well.
It also has Fruity Loops.
It has Fruity Loops.
Choco Bum Bums.
Yummy. Crunchy Nut.
Special K.
Doesn't it have Sultana Brand?
Yep.
Cheerios.
Cap'n Crunch.
Rice Bubbles.
And I think that's it.
Yeah, that's it.
None else.
Yeah, it does. Well, thank you, Levi, for having that thought. It seems like someone's picked it up. And
I'll have to go get that from him.
Yeah. I will say, just bring it by the studio. Everyone knows where our studio is.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll give you a little prize.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to give them a kiss.
No. Not again. We can't be giving your kisses as rewards anymore. No. Puberty is a beautiful time, but it just, you know, it really makes you unmanageable.
We have another piece of mail here. This one is from George Lopez, and the subject is...
A lot of George is writing in.
The subject is, I am a man! Exclamation mark.
I'm glad that they're, you know... They are.
Well, you put up a notice on the website saying, please specify.
Yeah, please specify gender.
All I said was M or F, question mark.
And then ASL.
The message reads, hey, everyone, I've been really liking all the stuff you've been writing about.
That's
my favorite so far has been how Levi is looking into killing guys who slept with his wife. Levi is probably one of the best serial killers.
I've heard enough.
Okay.
I've heard enough.
Sorry, it also says PS, I get off on this.
Okay. Moving on.
I've got a letter
I'd like to read. I've got a letter I'd like
do we want to respond?
Yeah,
because
you have been looking into killing guys.
I haven't been looking into killing any guys.
Okay.
I don't know who this guy is and why he's trying to sort of defame me.
As you say that you've got your hand wrapped around a knife.
Yeah. Which I would love.
What, this old thing?
Yeah.
Put it.
I would love if you would put that down.
That's just a hunting knife.
What do you mean, just a hunting
knife? It's just a hunting
knife. We live in Sydney.
Yeah.
Not the one you think.
Yeah, so hunting rabbits.
Do you prefer like small animals?
Small prey.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But, you know.
You're currently hunting small prey, but this guy says that you're looking into killing guys.
I'll look into him. What does he think?
Feels like a threat.
Yeah. Feels like a threat. Thank you, George Lopez, for that.
Thanks, George Lopez.
Now, I've got a letter here
from
a woman.
Ooh.
Whoa. Does it say that in the subject line?
Yeah. The subject line says, I'm a woman.
Oh, okay.
And then they've got a little picture of like in the... I don't know how they did it, but they got a little picture in the subject line of a lion.
I don't think...
With its mouth like, it's either yawning. It's probably yawning.
I don't know how they did it.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I'm a woman. I am a woman is the subject line.
How do they do that?
And then the first line is, I am a woman.
Wait, sorry, how the hell did they do that?
How did they get a lion in the subject?
I think they just stuck it on. Line.
Stuck it they on stuck a it on. Website.
A website. Copy-paste.
Do the heck they paste?
I am a woman. And the message reads, I am a woman. Mm-hmm. My name is George. I'm a woman. My name is George.
Yeah.
Twice or?
So twice each.
Was there a last name on that or?
No. Yeah.
Oh, you know what? It was pretty George. You know the band George?
I'm a woman. My name is George. I'm a woman. My name is George. I'm writing in as a request to be cast in Tim Dunk's upcoming film.
Wow. Okay.
I am an actor. Please find my headshots. Mm-hmm. And there's just all these pictures of lions. Oh, there she is. That's one. Oh, she's got her head in the line. She's got her head in the line. She's smiling. We've got her head in the lion's mouth. Must be at a amusing zoo.
She's attached mostly just photos of lions.
Correct.
And then one photo of her with her head inside of a lion. Yeah,
which we know is her because she's got an arrow. She's written an arrow and says, and this, like, is me.
This is me having fun in a lion's mouth.
From a fun zoo.
I said amusing.
Amusing zoo. Amusing from zoo. An amusing zoo. Zoo. Amusing zoo.
Look, well, I've got to be honest. I don't know if it's going to get made. I think
it is. You just need to get the funding for it.
Yeah, yeah. And we say that, but where do you get funding from if not the mayor of the town?
Yeah, you're right.
Anyway.
Have you approached any sort of studios or...
No. I haven't tried that much. But I think it's probably not going to get made. Because the way I am, if I get shut down once... I'm like, why even bother?
Especially from Penis Grabby, because...
Yes.
Mayor Penis Grabby.
Because he does have a lot of, like... He does have a lot of pull in this town, mm-hmm. and it can make you feel very discouraged when he turns down...
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
If I can't conquer, you know, Sydney, Australia, not the one you think, what town will I be able to conquer?
Perhaps Nowra, because that's what I've got my sights set on.
Don't tell them you know Levi if you go there.
Yeah.
I didn't use my real name. In fact, I've got this other Vox Pop where I interview another individual from the town. If we want to sort of close out with that.
Yeah.
This one was particularly insightful.
Stay tuned to listen to that. And thank you so much for listening to our podcast.
Thanks, guys.
And we will see you next week.
I'll see you later. And thanks for listening. And we'll meet again and enjoy this.
Stop.
Come back here.
Stop.
Come back. Stop. Are you an Atlantean from the depths?
Put down the crossbow.
I will hunt every goddamn Atlantean until I get some truth. I will get it back. I will get what I need if my name is an Icarus Sledge.
Please.
What?
My name is Icarus Sledge.
That's your name?
Yeah, that's my name.
What?
What the hell?
Dumbass name.
Ow.